Welcome to this week's class on Chassidus. We're going to be learning a beautiful Chassidic discourse from the Rebbe. The name of the Chassidic discourse is called Ve'achaltem Ochol V'Sovoy. The Rebbe said this Chassidic discourse, Mitzoy Shabbos, Parshas Tzav, that year was the 16th day of the second Adar, in the year Tavshin Lamed Ches, 48 years ago. So again, the verse, the Chassidic discourse is based on the verse in the Prophets where it says, Ve'achaltem Ochol V'Sovoy. You're going to eat, and you're going to be satiated. You're going to praise God, your God. He did for you for tremendous wonders. Now, this verse is the beginning of a Chassidic discourse in Likutei Torah from the Alter Rebbe on our Parsha, based on the way the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, the third Chabad Rebbe, set up the Chassidic discourses in Likutei Torah. Now, the connection with this verse and our Torah portion, Parshas Tzav, so it's like the way the Alter Rebbe explains in Likutei Torah, that based on the explanation of what it says in the verse, Ve'achaltem Ochol, that you're gonna eat, will understand what it says in the Medrash Rabbah on Parshas Tzav, on the verse, Zeh Korban Aron, this is the sacrifice of Aron, V'yoyim Himashach Oisei, the day he was anointed. And that's what the verse says in the Prophets. Vayomer lehem, and he told them, Meha oichel, from the person eating yotza meichel, food came out of. So the Rebbe says to understand what the verse says, Ve'achaltem ochel v'sovei, you're going to eat, and you're going to be satiated. Seemingly, we need to have a big explanation. What's the big wonder? That in the future, when Mashiach comes, you're going to eat, and you're going to be satiated. Until you say it's going to be, wow, this wonder, you're going to eat it, you're going to be satiated. A tremendous wonder. But the fact is, in the times of the temple, we already had it. And not only that, it says in the Torah, Im b'chugoyseh telechu, if you go into my statutes, you follow what Hashem wants, and you keep the mitzvot, and you'll do them, I'll give rain in its time, and then you're going to eat your bread, and you're going to be satiated. In other words, any time that you follow Hashem's commandments, you're going to have what you're going to eat, you're going to be satiated. So what's the tremendous revolutionary idea and the tremendous wonder that in the future Mashiach comes, it's going to be you're going to eat and you're going to be satiated. And until it says, the verse says, it's going to be a wonder. So Rebbe says, we'll understand this based on the explanation of the Alter Rebbe in Likutei Torah, that he starts off an introduction, he says, what's the whole idea of eating? Why do we eat food? It's to transform and elevate the sparks in the physical food, to elevate it to the level of Adam. And based on this, he explains this in the verses, Ve'achaltem Ochel. What does that mean? Ve'achaltem Ochel, a double expression of eating. In other words, that the thing already was eaten. Ochel means it was already eaten, but you're going to eat it again. In other words, even though In our world that we're in, you already did a full transformation, and that's why he says, "Achol, you ate it." Because what does eating mean? Transforming. It was transformed. But in the future, you're going to have, in this thing that was already transformed, you're going to have a second transformation, and that's why he says, "Ve'achaltem achol." What was transformed in this world, you're going to eat it again, and you're going to transform it again. And since the completion of transformation that gets transformed that in this 6,000 worlds of the 1,000 years of the creation of the world, so we're going to have to again in the future go ahead and transform it again. So obviously, it's going to be a higher level. It's not to the same level, and even to the highest level that took place in this world. And in order to create the highest level, you're going to have a second transformation. So there's one transformation that we do in this world. And then once we go through the process of transforming in this world, the Mashiach comes, we'll have a second transformation. So Rebbe should understand this and explain this. What does that mean, a person's eating? When your person eats, what are you doing? You're unifying the soul with the body. When a person eats, you're bringing in energy into the body. And not only that, more than that, you bring in even from a higher level than the soul. And like the author explains in the Likutei Torah, And he says, how is it possible that food should have the power to give energy to the human being and to create the unification between the soul and the body? Because we know food comes from either doimim, inanimate, tzimeach, things that grow, or chai, animals, which is lower than medaber. We're in the level of medaber, we're the highest level. And it's lower than the physical the body, which could the body's part of the species that speaks. And how much more so it's lower than the level of the soul. So how is it that gives us energy? Now we know the explanation that Arizal teaches us, based on the verse in the Torah where it says that we don't live just on the bread, but we live on the Moitzei Pi Hashem. We live on the word of Hashem that's in the bread. Then it was the Dvar Hashem, the word of God that's in the bread. That's what sustains us. Not the physical food that you're eating, but the word of Hashem that's in the bread. So we have to understand the fact is, even in us, we're a Medaber, we also have the word of Hashem in within us. And how much more so in Adam, which is referring to the Jewish people, Atam Kriyim Adam, that we're compared to on high. So why do we need to receive our energy from Doimim, Tzimeah, Chai Medaber, which is lower than us? So the author explains in the Kutei Torah that the mere fact that the godly energy fell down to the level of Doimim, Tzimeah, Chai Medaber, it means it went down a lower level, obviously because the spark is much higher. In other words, that the spark in the doimim is higher than the spark of tzomeach. The spark of inanimate is higher than the thing that grows. And the spark in something that grows is higher than the spark of living being. And generally speaking, the sparks of doimim, tzomeach, chai, as a group, its source is higher than the spark of a medaber, of us, the people that speak. So therefore, even though in the human being, we do have Hashem is within us. But in order to have Yichya Adam, in order for us to live, we need to have the holy spark that's in the bread itself. And bread is calling any type of thing that we eat. Why? Because the source of that godly spark is much higher than the source that's in us. And the same thing also want to understand when it comes to serving Hashem. That when we go ahead and we use the physical world to serve Hashem, because world, in Hebrew is oilam, comes from the expression of concealment. And in the world itself, you use doimim semeachai, which is lower than our level of medaber. And specifically through there, you reach a much higher level and higher than the level of the soul. And like the famous expression is, yirida tzorech aliyah. When you go deal with lower things, it's the purpose of elevation. That when a person goes down to the lowest level, that's how you elevate. And what does that mean literally? That in order for there to be a profit, and there should be a benefit, by the downgrade, you have to reach to a much higher level than when you originally started from. Because if you're going back to the same place you started from, what's the elevation? So how much more so when the soul came down to this world, which obviously is a tremendous downgrade because the soul was part of Hashem. And it came down, it's dealing with doimim, inanimate things, the physical world, the materialistic world. So it's a tremendous downgrade. It came from the highest level to the lowest level. Obviously the purpose is, there is for sure, that the downgrade is to go to the higher level, even higher than where it started from. And this level is obviously much higher than the level of Adam, human being. And that's why the person has to be involved in eating and in business, physical things, which is not befitting for the human being. Because when you deal with this stuff, these low-level stuff, you reach a very, very high level. And that's the whole idea of eating, which is basically transforming the world. And like it's explained in many, many places, that everything that a person needs goes in the level of eating. You know, through that a person lives. The goal is to elevate to a much higher level. Now, the completion is based on the level in this world. What does that mean? Based on the level of the way things flow in this world. So that's where you can reach. However, when Mashiach comes, we're even going to reach a higher level. And that's why it says, Asher Asa Imchem Lahafli. So this that we go ahead and eat in this world, we're transforming, and we reach a level. When Mashiach comes, when we do the second transformation, we can even reach a higher level. Lahafli, from the expression of a wonder, total separation. And as what's going to get revealed is the level of total, a whole different level, higher than the level of Seder Shalshlis, which basically, practically speaking, what level we're going to reach? We're going to reach the level which is called Pnimius Atik. We know in Keter there's Atik and Arich. Arich is the lower one, Atik is the higher one. We're going to reach the higher level, but even the internal part. And like the author explains in the Kutta Torah from Pri Etz Chaim, from the Zohar, that all the things that come down, all the revelation in this world comes from where? The external part of Atik. And the future, all the revelation is going to come from the internal part of Atik. Even though, when we do our work of transformation, we reach Atik, no question, the higher level of Kesser, but it's only the external part of Atik. And you can't compare the external to the internal part of Atik, which is going to be revealed in the future when Mashiach comes. Why? Because the internal part of Atik, which means the higher level of Keter, the internal part, that's a wonder. And that's where it says that Hashem made it for a wonder. Like we know in Keter, there's two levels, two halves of Keser. There's one level which is called, connected to the idea of Aleph, like an Aleph comes from the word of Ulfana and Limud, which is the level of Chachma, and that's basically called Arich Ampin, which is basically the external part of Atik. Now, even though it's Arich, right, it's a very high level, but nevertheless, it's called Ampin, it's a small face. So you see there has some kind of connection to the world. But then you have the higher level of Keser, which is Pella. Aleph in the expression of a wonder, which is totally disconnected from Mishtalshos, and that's Pnimius Atik, and that's what we're going to receive, and that's what we're going to connect to what in the future Mashiach comes. So based on what we just learned, we'll understand why it says, V'achaltem ochel v'savoy. In the future Mashiach comes, you're going to eat, and you're going to be satiated, and you're going to praise God that He made Lahafli wonder, because it's referring to the high level, which is going to be like Mashiach comes, which comes after all the transformations. Because we ate, yes, it was complete with all the intention that we have. And that's the completion of transformation. We do our work in this 6,000 world year, 1,000 years of this world. And what's going to, until we get to the whole ultimate level, what's going to be revealed in the future. And it's this that's going to be revealed in the future is a proof that we did our part. We transformed this world. But after we do our part in this world, we come to a higher level. We're going to reach the level of Pella, wonder. But in order to reach this level, you need v'achaltem ochel. You need to have a second transformation to make the transformation complete to go to the higher level. In other words, just like in this world we ate, we reach a very, very high level. We transformed the high source spark that's in the food. But the same thing also in the future when Mashiach comes. When we're going to eat then, we're going to reach another level off the charts. But the fact is, the off-the-charts level of the future, you can't compare to the off-the-charts level in this world. Like it's explained many, many places, that in Atik itself, which is the higher part of Keter, Pnimius Atik is off-the-charts compared to Chitzonius Atik. And that's the difference between the upgrade of off-the-charts of this world to off-the-charts in the future Mashiach comes. And like it's understood based on what it says in Pri Etz Chaim, that all the drawing down, all the energy that's going to exist in this world, come from where? Chitzonius Atik, the external part of Atik. However, in the future, everything is going to come from where? From the internal part of Atik. And he continues on to explain in Lakut Torah that from all this we understand what it says in the Medrash, in Parashat Tzav. Which is, and he says over there as follows, that it says, Zeh Korban Aaron, this is the sacrifice of Aaron and his sons, the day he was anointed, and he bring his sacrifice. So this verse is referring to the sacrifice of the high priest. Even though it says Aaron and his sons, so what do we learn from there? That the different sacrifices that the regular Kohen would bring, but nevertheless, and we learn the laws from that verse, but the main verse is referring to the sacrifice that Aaron the high priest brought. Why? Because that's how Chazal taught us, and it's also obviously understood from the simple understanding of the verse, that this that it says he brings a carbon mincha every single day is referring to the high priest, because he would bring the sacrifice every single day. However, the Kohen Gadol only would bring it on the day he was anointed. And that's why the verse says, from the me'aoichel yotzamaychel, from the person eating, the food came out. And we know this is referring to what the riddle, what Shimshon wondered, that if a lion goes ahead and eats, and from him comes out sweet honey. So the same thing also, Aaron HaKohen, he's the one that is bringing the sacrifice, and from him a sacrifice is coming out. And what is the sacrifice? So what's the question? So he explains in the Likutei Torah that Chazal tell us that the Kohen goes ahead and eats it, and the people bringing it get atoned. What is the idea of atonement? Because atonement comes from above the Seder Ishtalshas. Because if you did something wrong, how can you got to be atoned? That comes off the charts. It's a gift from Hashem. So from this level, to go ahead and create an atonement and to fulfill what's lacking. Because when you sin, you're lacking something. Just like when a person repents, you reach a level of what? Above Ishtalshas. The whole idea of repentance is not logical. And from there, that's where atonement comes from. Atonement does not come from a place of logic. The same thing also, when you have the transformation and the priest eats, where you reach a level of above logic, and that's where atonement comes from. So based on this, we'll understand the wonder that even though Aaron is eating, I know that he's transforming the sacrifice. So what do we see from here? That Aaron was totally transformed. And like it says in the Kutta Torah, that this that he's transforming, so obviously he's transformed. And that's why it says, "V'nachnuma." What are we? You know, he's in the level of ma, total humility, total acceptance. So the question is, how from him can come a sacrifice that he becomes a level that he gets transformed? And others, why is that? Because bringing a sacrifice is showing us that the person bringing the sacrifice needs transformation and needs to be elevated. And through the sacrifice, you get elevated. And like the Zohar says, by bringing a sacrifice, Razan the Kabana reaches the levels of infinite. So the Alter explains in the Likutei Torah, that's why it says this is the sacrifice of Aaron. Because in order to reach the high level, off the charts, even as great as your levels, to reach off the charts, and that's why the verse says, B'yoyim hi mashach ha'isai, the day he was anointed. So over here he's explaining that real effect of a sacrifice. As we know, the high priest, they would anoint him with anointing oil, and it was called Shemen Mishchas Kodesh, anointing oil. What does that mean? That it anoints holiness. It comes from a very high place, higher than holiness. And as he says, Kodesh on its own, it's a very, very high place. And since the completion of this level is not enough for anointing, so you have to bring a sacrifice that this level should come down. So based on that, we'll understand literally why the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, brings his sacrifice every single day. Versus a regular Kohen doesn't bring it. He only brings it when he's anointed. Even though the regular Kohen also brings sacrifice. So why is he different that he doesn't bring a sacrifice every single day? Because since the sacrifice that he brings is to elevate to the highest level of the secret of infinite part of Hashem, like it's called Shemen Mishchas Kodesh, and that is only connected to the high priest, the one that's anointed. And that's specifically associated with the high priest. And that's why he would bring a sacrifice every single day. And Alter explains in Likutei Torah, that's the whole riddle of Shimshon. Because Chazal tell us that Shimshon was called in the name of Hashem. And this level, being say the name of Hashem, Yudke Vavke, is a wonder. And it's a riddle. Even compared to the other levels of godliness. Up to the level of the highest level of holiness. You could say, possibly, even in reference to the beauty of the lower part of Keter. Like we will explain in the previous discourse before this one. It was a tremendous wonder. And that's why from the person eating, the food came out. Because this that was first eaten and it was transformed for someone else, now food comes out, so the idea is what? That it should go to the next level. So based on this, whoever explains, now we'll understand why it says Zeh Karban Aaron. This is the sacrifice of Aaron. And the verse says Zeh. This is the Karban of Aaron. Specifically Zeh, Zion A. Why? Even though the sacrifice beforehand and afterwards says Zeus, it says Zion Aleph Suf. And here it says Zayin Hey. For example, Zayis Teres Oila. This is the sacrifice of the sacrifice that gets totally consumed. Zayis again, Zayin Aleph Saf of the Torah, the Mincha sacrifice. Zayis Teres Ashram, Zayis Teres Shlamim, and all of them it says Zayis, but only by Aaron it says Zeh. Why? Because when Aaron brought a sacrifice, which is the high priest, what got drawn down when he brought it, it got drawn down the essence of the infinite part of Hashem, and only on the essence of Hashem can you say, Zed, this. Because that's the only real existence. And that's when the day he was anointed, which is the highest level. And that's why the verse says, Biyoyim, on the day that he was anointed, because even though the sacrifice of the high priest comes every single day, and not only on the first day, but since through Aaron, what gets drawn down in through Aaron, the essence of Hashem, the part of Hashem which is not affected by any change, level is called Loishanisi, doesn't change, and that's why he would bring it every single day. Now, from what's explained in Likut Torah, comes out that this that it says, Ve'achaltem, you're going to eat, Ochol, V'savo, you're going to be satiated, and then you're going to praise Hashem. In the future, we're going to reach a level of a whole different level, because you're going to have the second transformation. It's similar to the sacrifice of Aaron, that through the sacrifice, you reach the highest level. So we have to understand, the fact is, in the Chassidic discourse of the Alter Rebbe Likutei Torah, he explains at length that the second transformation of Ve'achaltem Ochol is going to be when the future Mashiach comes. Because then we're going to reach the level, a tremendous wonder, we have the second transformation. So how does he explain that that's the sacrifice of Aaron, that took place when they established the Mishkan, and after, and every single day when they had the tabernacle, in the first temple and the second temple, which basically that took place in this world. We're saying this whole thing is going to be in the future. Now we're saying that Aaron accomplished it. So to explain this, he liked to connect this with the idea of Purim. We find the same idea when it comes to the holiday Purim, because Chazal tell us that the prophets and the writings is going to be nullified in the future. However, the book of Esther and the laws is not going to be nullified. And like it says clearly, the days of Purim is never going to stop. The memory is never going to be erased. And also the Rambam brings in, the whole, in Jewish law. And the end of the laws of Megillah, that the days of Purim, the Megillah of Esther, and these laws will never be nullified. And the prophet and the writer is going to be nullified. So it's explained that this and the future, the holiday is going to be totally nullified. Even though we know the Torah is not going to change. What it means is because there's going to be such a revelation in the future when Mashiach comes. And the revelation that's going to be shining in the future when Mashiach comes is going to be such a powerful like a revelation that, yeah, the light of the holidays are not going to have no significance. They're going to be there. But like for example, if you're outside and the sun is shining, you light a candle. What does the candle help you? However, the holiday of Purim, because Purim is what it is, and it's such a powerful light, then that's not going to be nullified, even compared to the powerful light that's going to be in the future when Mashiach comes. Why? Because it's brought down in Hasidic discourses that why are the laws not going to be nullified? However, the laws aren't going to be nullified. However, the discussion back and forth, that obviously will be nullified. That's because the tremendous power in these laws. Because it's brought down, the author explains in the Geras HaKodesh, based on what Chazal tell us, Kol HaShayin HaLocha, whoever learns Halacha, which basically means the Mishnah, the Braisa, all the laws from Moshe and Sinai, every single day, you're guaranteed a place in the world to come. Because when it comes to Halacha, you have two extremes. On one hand, boom, you have a very, very clear law. And that transformed the physical world. Because specifically when you know what to do, you know how to observe the mitzvahs. And even including also whatever you do should be for the sake of Hashem. Or b'chol d'ruchecha de'eyu, everything you know, you should know Hashem. However, when it comes to discussion back and forth, which is before you have the lacha, that doesn't come down in the physical reality. It doesn't change anything. You're not doing anything. It's just a lot of conversation, a lot of talk. Because what's the purpose of halacha? The purpose of halacha is to transform physical space where God is concealed. And that's the whole idea of the physical world, that the world is created from Shem Elokim, which God, like it says in the beginning of the Torah, Bereishis Bara Elokim. But halacha brings godliness into the darkest places. Now, even though it says b'yoyim asayish Hashem alakim hashmayim, that you have yudkei vavkei and alakim, you made heaven and the earth. So you see, it's mentioned yudkei vavkei. So, like we explained many times, that's the way yudkei vavkei is concealed with Shem alakim. Like you have the sun and the shield, which is yudkei vavkei is connected to the sun, and the shield is alakim. But the Shem alakim conceals yudkei vavkei. And what do you see in a revealed way? You see the concealment. And even the multiplicity of Elohim, like it says Elohim plural, like it's explained in many Chassidic discourses, starting with the Alter Rebbe and Shaar Yichud Emunah, and that's the whole purpose of Halacha, to bring in the most concealed places, to reveal the internal part of Shem Elohim, which is really Yudkei Vavkei. On the other hand, this, that the Jewish law comes down and transforms the lowest places, where God, Yudkei Vavkei, is concealed. Why is that? Because the source is higher than even Yudkei Vavkei. Because Yudkei Vavkei is connected to the way the world flows from one level to the next, starting from Chachma and lower as well. Because Keter is also hidden in the Yud of Chachma. However, the source of the Halacha comes from the level of Ratzon, which is higher than Chachma. And like the Alter explains in Tanya, that Halacha is revealing the will of Hashem, which is higher than the level of Chachma. And this also explains the real power of the Megillah Esther. Because if you look in the Megillah, it doesn't say the name Yudkei Vavkei in there. And any other names of Hashem in a revealed way. Yeah, it's mentioned in the Rosh HaTeva, it's in the letters at the end, or numerical value, like explained at length in many places of Priyetz Chaim, Kabbalah, etc. But why? Because you have two opposites. On one hand, because you have Yudkei Vavkei is concealed. It's not, you don't see any names, it's concealed. But on the other hand, it comes from the highest places, even higher than Yudkei Vavkei, and that's why the names aren't mentioned over there. And the same thing also with the name Achashverosh. So Achashverosh looks like it's a king, but Achashverosh actually means Achris Vereshit Shaloi. The end and the beginning is his. Which means it's coming from a place higher than the beginning and the end. And that's the reason why it comes into the level of the beginning and the end, because it comes from so high. And now we'll understand why in the future the Megillas Esther and Purim that the Megillah speaks about, and also the Jewish law, is not going to be nullified. Why? Because in the future, what's going to be revealed? The essence of the infinite part of Hashem. Up to the point that Havaya Yudkei Vavkei is going to be Shem Elohim. Just like the Shem Elohim today conceals, so the same thing also in the future, you're going to have the level of Yudkei Vavkei is going to be on that level. Which basically is the level of the Megillah and the Purim and the law that the source is from the essence of the infinite part of Hashem, which is higher than Yudkei Vavkei. And from based on the explanation we just learned, we'll understand that Purim, we have also both components. Similar to the two components that we just discussed. Which it says on one hand, it's the sacrifice of Aaron today. And the other hand, in the future, you're going to have eat it and eat it again to a higher level. On one hand, the days of Purim we have today. And the contrary, every single year, the days of Purim, we go to a higher level. And like it's explained at length in the Alter in Tanya, in reference to Rosh Hashanah every year, that every single year there's a new light that comes down that didn't shine before. So the same thing also applies to Purim. So on one hand, every year it's a new light. But on the other hand, the real quality of Purim is revealing the light which is going to shine in the future. And that's why in the future it's not going to be nullified. Now, even though the level of Purim and the Megillah is very, very high, and we know it's not going to be nullified in the future, because it's going to have the same revelation of the light of the future, but obviously it's self-understood, you can't compare the quality of Purim today to what it's going to be in the future. Even though we have it now, we have it then, but you can't compare the two. Why? Because even today, there's different levels. Like we say, every single year you go to the next level, and Purim gets elevated every single year. And how much more so in the future, there's going to be on a whole different level. And not like from one year to the next, off the charts. Even though today Purim is connected to the infinite, but in the future, Purim is going to be on a whole different level. So how does that work? So everyone will understand that based on what we explained before from the Chassidic discourse of the Yadaito, that we have something which is called Mimali Kol Almin, where God gets enclosed in the world, we comprehend it. Then you have Soviv Kol Almin, hovers over, which is basically the idea of faith. But in the future, so today it's impossible to grasp Soiviv. Yeah, we know we have faith, we can't comprehend it. In the future, Soiviv, you can internalize. And therefore, you're not going to need faith, because we're going to have an understanding in the level of Soiviv. And like it says clearly, Kimallah Aretz Deyes Hashem, the whole world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem, and then faith will be obviously in a higher level, which is going to be higher than even comprehending. So the same thing also, we'll understand the difference between Purim today, the way it's going to be in the future. Even though, yes, today Purim is a very, very high level. It's above Ishtalshlus, and it's above comprehension. And like it says, we have to get intoxicated on Purim until we don't understand. We have to reach a very, very high level. But this level of we don't understand, you can't compare it to the way it's not, we don't understand the future of Mashiach comes. Like in the, like different levels of faith. Because even though faith today, yeah, it comes from Soiviv. But you can't compare the faith that's going to be like when the future when Mashiach comes. So based on this, we'll understand what it says in Kutei Torah, that in the beginning he explains the tremendous wonder of the future. Up to the point of Behilatim, we're going to praise Hashem. It's going to be a tremendous wonder because we're going to eat and we're going to be satiated, like the prophet in Joel says. But afterwards, he goes on to say, we also have it today also, in reference like the example of the sacrifice of Aaron, that Aaron brought. And from Aaron, it comes down to all the priests, and from there to all the Jews. And because the high priest is connected, and he's the shliach, he's the messenger of all the Jewish people on Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, we know, is connected to Purim, because the fact is that the sacrifice is connected to the future. So even though the tremendous power of the sacrifice of the high priest, and that through that you can reach today a very, very high levels, but in the fact is in the future when Mashiach comes, it's going to be a much higher level. And we're up to the point we're going to have a second transformation. And the same thing also applies to Purim, that even though today in Purim is a very, very high level, we each level we don't know, but the fact is it's only a taste what it's going to be like what in the future when Mashiach comes. However, when it comes to the sacrifice that were brought today, which is basically a taste of what's going to be like in the future when Mashiach comes, it says, V'achaltam achal v'savay, which basically means a preparation for the future. And like we know that everything of the future is dependent on our action and our work in this 6,000 years of Golus, and especially in the times of exile. And just like the days of Purim, like we know the days of Purim today, it's a preparation for what's going to be like in the future. In this physical world down here, and what we do now is preparation for the future Purim. Like it says clearly, v'imei ha-Purim ha-Ela, the days of Purim, these. Which what does that mean, these? They're revealed. Up to the point Ela, you can say these are the days of Purim, but that's going to bring its preparation for the Purim, which is going to be like a future Mashiach comes, and where Purim's not going to go away. And just like in the days of Purim, that when we do our work in times of exile, and a situation that unfortunately we're still under the auspices of Ahasuerus, because we still don't have full freedom. We reach the level of off the charts. We have to basically get intoxicated. That doesn't necessarily mean, by the way, an alcohol. You can do it by learning Torah. You reach a level of off the charts. The same thing also when it comes to the Jewish law of today, which is a preparation for the revelation of the future. Because through learning halacha, we make a dwelling place for Hashem down here in the lowest places. Because specifically in Jewish law, that's the will of Hashem in a revealed way. And even though, yes, the way to come to Allah, you have to go have a discussion back and forth with all the powers we have with intellect, and the same thing also applies to all the others, Asirot, but the will of Hashem in a revealed way is specifically by the halacha, by Jewish law. And this will gets revealed in the doing the mitzvah. Just like, for example, a beam that connects the highest level to the lowest level, this physical world, and by doing that, we actually make a dwelling place for Hashem down here, and that becomes a preparation for the coming of Mashiach in the future. Now, even though that the preparation for all the revelation that's going to be in the future comes through our spiritual work, and you can say it's on a spiritual level, but when a person meditates on everything that we learned in this Chassidic discourse, and all throughout mysticism, and the way it's revealed in the world of Chassidus, and especially in the teaching of Chassidus Chabad, Chacham Bin Adas, because it's brought down in a way that we can comprehend it, and we understand it, full comprehension, not only with the intellect of our godly soul, but with the intellect of our animal soul. And even though you're still lacking the emotional feeling, but you understand it. And by doing that preparation today, for the future of when Mashiach comes, even that way the sacrifices of Aaron took place in the Mishkan, and the Beis HaMikdash in times of the temple, and the spiritual level, what takes place by every single Jewish person, like I explained many places, that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, that existed. So in order to bring a daily sacrifice, you have to have the priests doing the work. You have to have the Levites doing their part. And you have to have the Israelites doing their part. But now, when every single Jewish person, even if you're not a priest, a high priest, and you're not a regular priest, you're not a Levite, and you're just a regular Israelite, but today when anyone goes ahead and you pray the morning prayer services, you're literally bringing the morning sacrifice. And the same thing also, you bring up when you pray the afternoon service, you bring in the afternoon sacrifice. Like it says clearly, the prayers were in place of the sacrifices. So this applies to all the sacrifices, the two sacrifices that were brought, one in the morning, one at night. And the same thing also, anything that brings the power of the infinite, just like the sacrifices, and that will bring a cause of the achaltan ochel v'savay. There's going to be one eating, transformation in this world, and a second translation in the future when Mashiach comes. And the same thing also, these days of Purim is going to be a preparation for the future Purim. And when a person thinks about it and comprehends it, you feel it in your soul. And the power to do this comes actually from Purim. Because the days of Purim are the days of Ad Layada, which means you reach a level of off the charts. Just like the sacrifice is to bring the energy to the infinite part of Hashem. And the days of Purim, the idea of off the charts is revealed because it comes from a place of above Ishlashlis, and from here it comes down that we, not only on Purim, but the whole year, we operate and we connect to Hashem off the charts when we do whatever we need to do on a spiritual level. And Rebbe finishes off powerfully, and he says like this, when we do our actions and our work today, that becomes a preparation and a cause what's going to be in the future. V'achaltem ochel v'savay. We're going to have a double transformation, and we're going to praise Hashem. And that's one of the verses that we say actually on Matzai Shabbat, which is connected to the future. Because that's the time we eat the feast of Mashiach. Like it says specifically in the Siddur of the Arizal. And it says specifically the feast of Mashiach, not just King David. And he's going to come and he's going to redeem us. And he's going to take us standing upright to the land of Israel. And we're going to praise Hashem, that Hashem is going to do tremendous wonders. And like Deborah finishes off so beautifully, b'mehera v'yameinu mamash, it should happen very, very quickly in our days on a literal level. So let's hope and pray we have the coming of Mashiach. And we all go to Eretz Yisrael. And next class will be in Yerushalayim, Yerach Kodesh. Have a great and blessed week. Shavua.